Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. So I've titled this episode, Too Good to Succeed, or Why Your Greatest Strength May Be Your Biggest Challenge. In a minute, I'm going to share a story with you, which really could be the same story for many different people. But before we get to the story, let me ask you something. This may feel a little bit uncomfortable, but let me ask you this question. Are you proud of being the person who can handle everything in your business? If you're like most entrepreneurs I work with, you just nodded yes. And I get it. I really do. There's something deeply satisfying about knowing you can do it all. You can do the marketing. You've figured out the sales calls. You've handled them well. The operations, the finances, the customer service, the strategic planning, everything is about you. But here's what I've learned after more than 40 years of coaching business owners. That very capability that we're talking about, the one where you're maybe pretty proud of, might be the invisible ceiling that's holding you back. I call this the competence trap. And it works like this, because you can do something reasonably well doesn't mean you should keep doing it. You wear every hat because you're capable of wearing every hat. And somewhere along the way, being good at many things becomes the very thing that prevents you from being great at the things that matter most. I've experienced this myself. With decades of expertise in neuroscience, psychology, emotional intelligence, assessments, leadership development, sales development, organizational transformation, I can genuinely improve almost anything on the human side of business. But for years, that breadth of capability was a problem for me. How do you explain what you do when you can do so many different things? How do clients find you when their specific problem is just one small part of the dozens of issues you could solve, problems that you could bring solutions to? The answer, I discovered, isn't to become less capable. It's to become more focused. And that starts with understanding yourself in a way most entrepreneurs never take the time to do. Let's talk about Tom. Tom came to me about 18 months into his business journey. And honestly, he was exhausted. Not the kind of tiredness that a vacation fixes. The kind that lives in your bones deeply. When you've been spinning your wheels and can't figure out why. Tom was talented, no question about that. He left a successful corporate career because he knew he could help people, and he wasn't wrong about that. But when I asked him to describe his business, he gave me what I've come to recognize as the kitchen sink answer. A long list of everything he could do. Explained in language that was technically accurate, but emotionally flat. Here's what he said. I help businesses improve their processes, develop their people, and achieve better results. That was true. It was also the kind of description that makes a potential client's eyes glaze over. As we talked, a picture started to emerge of someone caught in multiple traps at once. Tom was trying to market his services, but he didn't really understand the landscape. He didn't know which platforms made sense, which approaches would actually reach his ideal clients. So he was doing a little bit of everything. Some LinkedIn posts here, a few networking events there, researching podcasts and blogs and newsletters, but never really gaining any traction anywhere. The networking was particularly painful to hear about. Tom was spending hours each week in conversations that went nowhere. Nice people, interesting discussions, but no real alignment with what he offered or with what they needed. He'd leave these meetings feeling busy, but not productive, connected, but not progressing. Then there was the pricing. Tom was consistently undercharging, partly because he wasn't confident in the value he provided, and partly because when you can't clearly articulate what makes you different, it's hard to justify premium pricing. He'd find himself competing on price with people who weren't nearly as skilled and losing because they had clearer positioning and better messaging. Perhaps worst of all, Tom was drowning in advice. Everyone had opinions about what he should do. Start a podcast, write a book, build a course, hire a team, specialize, generalize, automate, personalize. If you've lived the entrepreneur life, then you know exactly what I'm talking about, because I've experienced those things as well. Each piece of advice probably had some merit, but together they formed a cacophony that left him paralyzed. How do you cut through the noise? And when Tom did get in front of potential clients, he fell into the trap that catches so many smart, capable people. He explained how he did things instead of what was in it for them. He led with features and benefits rather than the emotional drivers that actually move people to say yes. He was selling the way salespeople sold 20 years ago in a world that fundamentally has changed. Here's what Tom didn't know about himself. It struck me most about Tom's situation that he didn't have a business problem. Not primarily. He had a clarity problem. And that clarity problem started with not truly understanding himself. Tom knew what he was good at in a general sense. He knew his background, he knew his skills, but he didn't know his unique success pathway, the specific combination of strengths, motivators, and approaches that would allow him to operate at his highest value. He was trying to build a business based on what he could do rather than what he was uniquely positioned to do brilliantly. This is where most business advice falls short. It tells you what to do, the tactics, the strategies, the best practices, without first helping you understand who you are and how you are wired to succeed. And trust me, I've been doing this 40 years. We're all different. And that's a good thing. It's like giving somebody a detailed map without first figuring out where they're starting from. The path forward. When I started to work with Tom, I always start with assessments, multidimensional assessments. And I took Tom through a process that I've developed over decades, working with high performers who are in his boat. They're in the same position he's in. It starts with assessment, as I said, deep, multidimensional assessments that reveal your inner operating system. If you don't know your inner operating system, you are at a distinct disadvantage. and you're only hurting yourself by not finding out. Through our work together, Tom discovered things about himself he never consciously recognized. He learned where his emotional intelligence was strongest and where it needed development. He understood his driving motivators, not what he thought should motivate him, but what actually did. He gained insight into how he naturally approached conflict, built trust, and influenced other people. With that foundation, we moved into the activation phase, taking those insights and putting them into practice. This is where Tom's scattered efforts started to focus. Instead of trying every marketing channel, he identified the two or three that aligned with his strengths and committed to those fully. Instead of networking broadly, he defined exactly who he was looking for and where to find those people. Instead of listing everything he could do, he crafted a message that spoke directly to the emotional reality of his ideal clients. This is part of the success pathway that I'm talking about. Then comes the acceleration phase, and it comes naturally if you do the assess phase and the activate phase. When you're clear about who you are, who you serve, and how you uniquely help those people, the path forward becomes obvious. Tom stopped competing on price because he could articulate value in a way that resonated. He stopped drowning in advice because he had a filter. Does this align with my unique success pathway? Here's what I want you to take from Tom's story. Being capable of many things is genuinely valuable. It is not a flaw. But capability without clarity leads to scattered effort, chronic underpricing, and the exhausting feeling of working harder than you should have to. The question isn't whether you can wear all the hats. The question is whether you're spending the majority of your time operating at your highest value, doing the work that only you can do in the way that only you can do it. Most entrepreneurs, when they're honest with themselves, they know the answer to that is no. They're spending too much time on tasks that drain them, using approaches that don't fit their wiring, and wondering why success feels so much harder than it should. So what's possible? I've seen what happens when entrepreneurs stop trying to be good at everything and start focusing on being exceptional at the right things. Burnout gives way to energy, scattered effort becomes focused impact, and the ceiling that once felt so solid starts to fade away. This transformation doesn't happen through more tactics or strategy or even better time management. It happens through clarity, the kind that comes from truly understanding your unique success pathway. If Tom's story resonates with you, if you're feeling the weight of wearing every hat and wondering if there's a better way, I'd love to talk with you. Sometimes a single conversation can reveal what's been holding you back and what might be possible when you stop trying to do everything and start doing the right things. Because the goal isn't to stop being capable. It is to channel that capability in the direction that creates the biggest and most effective impact for yourself, for your business, and of course, for your clients. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at eqfit.org.